Do you know any kind of crude terms for the same thing? That you wouldn't use, you know, in polite company.
When? It's a heed.
Okay.
Upchuck.
Okay. A vomit and heave and upchuck. Which one's the most polite?
Heave.
Okay. Which one's the least polite of those three?
Vomit.
Okay. Okay. Say you're at a party and it's feeling, and it's pretty warm and all that, and you've had a little bit to eat and all, and you say, ooh, I better go get some fresh air. I'm beginning to feel a little bit sick.
Stomach.
What?
Open stomach.
Okay. Say you've got a real gossipy, talkative neighbor. You might say she hardly got the news when she came right over
to my house and broadcast.
Okay. Or and she came right over. What you?
And told me.
Okay. Let's see. You might say about somebody coming to your party, if he doesn't come, I what? Be disappointed.
I will really be disappointed.
Okay. You might say to a child, if you do that again, I'm going to have to
punish you.
Okay. If a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house, you'd say he's what?
In love again.
Okay. Would you say they are something else?
They are, let me see. I can't think.
Okay. How serious would it be, you know, if you said they're in love? Would that mean like they might get married or not necessarily?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Okay, in this case, you would call him, her, what?
Lover.
Okay, and she is his?
Girlfriend, okay. Or lover, either.
Okay, say a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, and his little brother says, ha ha, you've been
letting your girlfriend kiss you.
Okay, any other words?
Let's see. Yeah, what do they call it? Can you think of it?
Okay.
Yeah,
well, the girl,
they calls it nicking.
Oh, okay. Okay. When the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say she did what?
They broke up.
Okay. If he asked her to marry him, but she, what?
Refused.
Okay. And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she
broke the engagement.
Okay. Would you say anything different if the man did it?
No.
Okay. But if she didn't break the engagement, they'd probably go on and get
married.
Okay. At the wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the
girl's father.
Okay, but what it might be, but what, you know, he usually holds the ring or something for the groom.
Oh, he's a best man.
Okay, and the girl who stands up with the bride would be called the
bridesmaid.
Okay, have you ever heard of after a wedding, all the boys in the neighborhood gather around the couple's home and make a lot of noise and sing and get drunk and stuff like that? What would you call that? Do you have a name for that?
I don't think so.
Okay.